institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information about Sex with Emily, go to sexwithemily.com. That is your go-to place for sex right now. Go to sexwithemily.com.
Did you forget?
No, I didn't forget. Forget what? The website?
Yeah. You're like,
why?
No, your go-to place for...
everything sex.
That one thing
that's sex.
Yeah. All,
and there's so much happening there at the website. And thanks, everyone, for becoming Friends with Benefits members. That's how you got to listen to the show now. We're doing 5 shows a week, 1 hour a day. It's all the sex that you need, all the information you want. And you just got to become a Friends with Benefits member. 15 cents a day, $4.95 a month, $49.95 a year. So worth it. Best money you've spent. I promise.
So what the hell is going on? Forget all the business. So you've been gone forever.
I know. I know.
I left you.
I'm sorry. I drove to LA. I just got back like 3 hours ago. I drove in at 3 a.m. I'm going to preface that if synapses aren't firing as clearly today, I'm sorry. Stumble okay. over words. No, I drove in at 3 a.m. It was great. L.A. was fun, but it was such the quintessential L.A. experience because my friends in L.A., my one friend that I was staying with, my ex, mm-hmm. who I did not have sex with, by the way. I'm just getting it
so
out of the way.
So many lies. Go ahead.
I knew you were going to call me
so
a liar.
Many lies.
I didn't have sex with him.
I knew you wouldn't tell the truth anyway, so it doesn't matter like what you're going to say right now. I know you guys had sex. It's cool. It's fine. What? I don't know. You're like, you're an adult.
We always have sex.
Yeah.
But this time we did not.
Cool.
Okay. Cool. It's totally okay if you don't believe me.
I'm sure it didn't happen at all.
Why would I lie?
If you have sex all the time with your ex-boyfriend.
But we don't all the time.
With
he was gone. He was only there for a
weekend.
Night, and he left, and he went to New York. Uh-huh. So I stayed at his place, which was awesome.
Cool.
That's why it's good to stay in good touch with your exes who are in good cities with great apartments and big TVs.
Who did you have sex with then?
I did not have sex with anybody. I had sex with nobody. It was not about sex. It was about business. I had a bunch of meetings. But it was interesting because we went to these parties with my LA friends, and like everyone was talking literally. And I feel like this is so bad and cliche, and I don't want to bad. I love LA. It's great. Like it's 90 degrees, and everyone's, you know, beautiful. I mean, truly. Like it's like pretty. Like the homeless people were like, this guy I saw, I'm like, he's kind of cute. I'm like, oh, he's holding a sign asking for a dollar. He's homeless. He's attractive. Like literally everyone there, suntans, they're out, they're doing the whole thing. But you know what? It's like people were really asked. They're like, oh yeah. So yesterday I heard like overheard conversations were about like their suntans have like that they went tanning. My friend broke up with the guy because he went spray tanning every 3 days and it really drove her crazy that he's had that scent. I mean, that
it
doesn't
smells.
Happen in San Francisco.
It smells, yeah.
But in San Francisco, people aren't going spray tanning every 3 days. Like, I just, they're not.
No, everyone is super pale.
Super pale.
Because there's no sunlight.
Right. We're super pale. We're not. And then I had a friend say, yeah, so yesterday, Stacey came over and we lied out in the sun and then we went to the gym. Like, you lied out in the sun. Like, I did that when I was 16. Like, I laid out in the sun. Who lays out in the sun anymore? It was just funny. It was that was their life and their things, and it's just LA. And we were in West Hollywood, so uh-huh. It was very sceney and
I'm sure
boobs.
You loved it because you know why? They're really big on brunch in Los Angeles.
I did
know
brunch.
You're a brunch.
I did
person.
Brunch. Yes, I did do brunch. I had two brunch meetings.
See, this is what I don't get.
Because no one works.
Because
so
I'm
you
always,
just do brunch. I just woke up.
Yeah.
Why not? It's
I'm always
lunch.
In Los Angeles also. And
right?
I don't understand like every person you I think it would be perfect for you though, because no one has food at their house. They always, like, every single
right.
meal they eat out. It's like, that's how they socialize.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
And I just don't understand, like, how they're able to pay for all this food all
I
the time.
I know. And how
like
do they pay
that.
For their cars, first of all? Because every car is amazing. Everyone, like, lives beyond their means. Yeah.
That's
I don't
why
know how they
actually,
do it.
When I go there, I only hang out with people that are from the same area as me. I don't know any LA people. It's
oh,
all
you
people
don't?
That moved down there for work.
Yeah. Okay. You need to meet some LA people just for the experience.
Nah, that's cool.
No,
to
it's
Chicago.
Cool. I'm
I
want done.
To meet more
I'm
Chicago
done.
People.
Oh, I'll hook you up with Chicago people. You love them. They're good Midwestern folks.
I like
my
those
peeps.
Folks.
So it was good. It was good meetings. Good things. Funny stories.
Hold on,
didn't have any sex. What? Sorry. What?
Something.
What? I forget. Go.
You said you took the dog with you.
I drove with the dog. Awesome. I just got a dog. So everyone knows mm-hmm. Daisy. She's very sweet. She was great. We drove the whole way there. And it was kind of a pain in the ass because LA
what?
Is – sorry. I still have the dog though. Didn't lose her. Because LA, you have – you know, I drove there, I drove back. But I also during the day I have got meetings throughout the day. And so I had to keep going back like every 3-4 hours. Usually in LA, like I've got a meeting down in Bourbon. You know, I've got meetings all over. And I had to keep going back and walking the dog.
Cool.
Which is what you have to do when you have a dog. So, and feed the dog. So that was interesting. But
That's fun. So
challenging.
No sex.
So no sex. Sorry, God.
Wow. So what are you going to do about that now that you're back?
About sex?
Yeah.
Oh, I've got dates planned.
Okay.
Yeah, no. Thursday night I'm going to dinner. But that's about it. It's a little dry right now. I'm being honest. But I'm ready to open that up. Let's talk about today's show real quick, just so people know what's going on and what you're listening to and who we are and what's happening. It's Sex with Emily. Our show today, I'm so excited for my guest. He's the author of X Gay No Way. It's Dr. Jalen Ricks. He's joining us on the show. He's going to talk about sexuality, spirituality, all that stuff. Hi. Come say hello. Come up to the mic and say hello.
Hi. Great to be here.
You're not going to talk about praying the gay away, are you?
No. Okay. Well, I mean, we may talk about it, but we'll be talking about it in the right context, in it doesn't work.
Yeah, that's what I was
going to
say.
Right. Note, no way on the book cover.
No way. He's amazing. Okay, he's amazing for a lot. He graduated from my school, my sex school that I'm going to sometimes, we'll finish at some point. He graduated, and I heard about him. He was like, everyone's like, oh, have you met Jalen yet? Have you met Jalen yet? When I got to school for a semester, I'm like, I haven't met him. No, everyone like loves you, reveres you.
That's so sweet.
And he just graduated, and then did you recently graduate, right?
Well, it's now like 4 years ago.
Oh, so not even recently. So you're really out there doing the work.
Yeah, I'm doing it. Yeah.
And you're gay and openly, right?
Yes,
bisexual or gay?
I mean, gay.
You gotta check.
Gay. You know, probably a good 6 or 5.5 on the Kinsey scale.
Okay,
so it's pretty much all the way there.
Okay, got
and
it.
And you love it too because women are a pain in the ass. Right?
I didn't say that.
No.
I mean, I've had some lovely experiences with women.
Have you?
Yeah.
Have you had sex with a woman before?
Yeah.
Okay, so you
but
did.
It's only been like in the past few years.
In the past few years, you've had sex with a woman?
It was.
You're testing out.
Yeah, no, it wasn't testing out. It's just I'd never had it, and I thought, you know, if I meet someone that I have a connection with and it works, well, I'd love to experience that.
Wow.
Because, you know, I do all the study at the Institute,
right.
And I've gotten close up and seen all the parts, but I never got to play with any of it. So,
oh, my God, how fun.
Yeah.
So were you turned on?
Yeah, it worked rather well.
So then maybe you would identify as bisexual now.
You know, I would say behaviorally, right. I could function as a bisexual.
Okay.
But for the most part, the fantasies and everything, 9 times out of 10, it's about men. But every once in a while, I'll slip a woman in there and I go, oh, that's pretty hot.
In your rotation. Okay.
Yeah,
I love
exactly.
it. So your book, and that we're going to get into this later on in the hour, but that you, X Gay No Way is your book, Survival and Recovery from Religious Abuse. So you were one of those people that we read about that actually you were raised in a Baptist family.
Yes.
And was it your parents that thought we're going to shake this gay thing out of you?
No, actually they didn't know, or at least they didn't cop to it. You know, they couldn't really deal with it. But once I got to college, to a Christian college, I realized it wasn't going away. And really, one of the only resources I had at that time was I heard about this gay ministry or ex-gay ministry that will pray the gay away. And so I did it for about 6 months. Didn't work, but screwed me up enough that I was like in therapy for like 15 years.
Oh,
all right, let's go back into that some more.
Okay,
we just teased it, and then we'll go back into the.
We'll go back into emails,
and then we'll go back.
Okay, we're gonna go back to you.
I don't want to go totally.
We could forever.
Right,
okay,
we'll get there.
And then the emails today that we're going to be talking about are some of the topics are not on here, so that's cool. Okay, so
it's the first day back.
Guys, everyone, I just got back at 3 a.m. It's been a little crazy. Our new poll is out. What is your relationship status? Is it A, single, B, open relationship, C, in a relationship, D, married? We just want to know. We just need to know for our stats. We're curious what kind of relationship you're in. That's
all
our poll.
That's the poll on there?
Yep. And then we've got some emails we're going to read. We've got some sex in the news. And and then we'll talk to Jalen. So that's what we got.
Good.
Yeah.
I like it.
Okay.
So what's in the news?
Okay. The news today. Gays are getting married in New York right now. So you know that this is happening in New York. You heard about they passed legislation. They made same-sex marriage legal. Turns out gay people took it seriously. July 24th, the first day of good old-fashioned legal gay marriage, saw a blitz of men marrying men and women marrying women in Manhattan and beyond. So Yeah, so Phyllis Siegel, it says, 76, and Connie Coppola of 84. They've been together in Manhattan for 23 years. Were the first couple receiving a waiver from the rule requiring 24 hours between a license and a ceremony. So they were married. And we all went through this in San Francisco. We're a little jaded. We're like, oh, we did that years ago. But it's,
yeah, but I just –
right?
I think
exciting.
It's ridiculous that it's not still a law here.
I know. Right. Sure. We had to go and mess it up. Right, but that's very exciting, don't you think?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Do you want me to contribute?
Okay.
So you're totally down.
Oh, okay.
No, in fact, I need you to contribute. I've got emails from listeners that you're a doctor, you could probably answer some of them.
Okay, great. Okay.
And we're just going to get into. We're going to focus on you. Your whole
sure,
thing.
Sure. Okay. No problem.
Later.
No problem. I still want to.
I want you. No, you're not. Never interrupting. We love to have. We love chatting.
And the great thing about this is that it's going to bring in millions of dollars of revenue into New York. You would think the politicians would hear that. Oh, we could make some money by doing this, but
it'd be
no,
good for the economy.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Terribly
Florists,
good.
Cake makers.
Exactly.
And think of all the divorce expenses. Oh,
yeah.
Exactly.
Venues. You know, exactly. There's so much money that people don't even think about.
I know. Right. It is a huge industry.
Yeah. Caterers are going to make a bunch of money.
I know. You'd think they would, but you
and
know.
Believe me, gay weddings are going to be the best weddings. Like, they're not going to be ghetto at all. They're
no.
There's going to be no expenses.
Right.
Not spent.
So true.
Slick.
That made sense.
I've been to some great ones. Okay. Trojan to bring condom truck to the streets of New York City. Well, it seems like you really can get anything from a truck on the side of the road in New York these days. Because, you know, they're doing all those food trucks. Mm-hmm. Everything's about trucks. They've got muffin trucks where they sell little muffins.
Yeah.
But now
cold.
They've got ice cream trucks, grilled cheese trucks. There's a grilled cheese truck in San Francisco.
There's a creme brulee, one that I pass by every day on
right.
the way here.
And there's the crepe truck up there. Yeah. Anyway, but now there's a condom truck. Trojan Condoms will be bringing in the first food truck without any food called the Good Vibrations Truck to this fair city to hit in New York to hand out condoms and vibrating rings, which I'm a total fan of. The truck will be parked next to places like the Williamsburg Waterfront and Washington Square Park. Sounds like a fun idea. Easier access to condoms is always a good thing, and five lucky people will be winner of full-on vibrators. So they're going to be doing that. We should do that here in San Francisco. We should do a Sex with Emily truck where we give out vibrators.
There you go.
That would work.
You could do it like at different fairs around, you know.
I know.
Hate Street Fair.
It's been on
this
the
fair.
List. Sex with Emily condom. I've got a lot. And lube.
Oh. Nice.
What? Menace hears me every day saying it's on the list. Is that it? Did you
no,
just sigh at me?
I have my own products that I want to put out under the Sex with Emily brand.
Yeah, exactly, that are not really going that well.
What?
He wants to put a USB device to the computer that people can have sex with it when they're listening to the show.
What's wrong with that?
I don't even understand it.
Wait, so it vibrates?
The device vibrates.
Yeah. So
it's kind of like, you know, the Oh My Bod.
Right.
But a little
do you know
that
Oh My Bod, it plays music with your vibrator?
Yeah.
Right.
The vibrator vibrates to your
iPhone
beat of the music, yeah.
And then it's having sex with you.
Right.
What's wrong with that? She's against it. I don't know why.
Right.
Because some people, Menace thinks, and they
like
say they listen to the show and they might want to, they might masturbate.
Right.
Yeah,
to my
sure.
Might.
They some do. Some, you know, might ejaculate and masturbate.
Yeah.
I just wanted to rhyme there, sort of. It doesn't really rhyme. Okay, Crystal Hayes. This kind of grossed me out, I got to say. Like, I don't usually get grossed out, but I was a little – I did this. Like, kind of Crystal Harris to Howard Stern. Hugh Hefner lasted, like, 2 seconds in bed, which is not a shock. But she's 24 years old, and
she's
he's, like, 85. And she's like, it was not – she's like, the thing is, I just had to go because I just, like, wasn't turned on by him. She's like, I was just – over it, and I just like walked away. I'm so not turned on by half. Sorry.
I never said this on the show, but she's such a C. I'm sorry.
Yeah?
That chick.
Really?
Yeah,
I don't know. I haven't
worst.
Seen her. But
she's the worst.
But like, really, like, that just kind of grossed me out. The fact, what was she thinking? Oh my God, Hugh Hefner's going to be this amazing sexual dynamo?
No, she's just a gold digger and like all of them.
Right.
And I'm not saying
like
that.
All of them?
Hold on. All Madison's the girls that he's – most of the girls that he's dated, and I'm not saying that
just
he's
–
I'm not saying he's not getting anything out of it either because he totally is.
Right.
But just how publicly that she's been the – like how she had a master plan to get money
right.
out of him.
Right.
Which
did
is
she?
Just sickening. Yeah, she did. So the whole story is she was marrying him because she wanted to launch her music career, okay? So that was her main focus, but she was selling the idea to the television network to follow around her while she was doing the wedding, and she told the network, she goes, look, if you pay me an extra like $1 million or whatever, I will break up with him right before the wedding, and you guys can tape it all. And then the network said no.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow.
So, yeah, she's a total
okay.
C.
That's what we got for her, right.
Clearly, you know what she's in for.
Yeah. Okay, that's what we got for Sex in the News. We got more, but I want to get to emails right now.
Okay.
Because I'm really excited about emails. I just love our emails. I miss the show when I'm gone. Even though we had shows yesterday, the day before that aired. Emails. Here we go. This is from a premium member. I am 31 years old and have had sex only once. Most of it is because I am shy as hell around girls in person. The one and only hookup I have had was on Craigslist. It was an awesome time, but I haven't hooked up with the girl. Not sure why. I'm not sure why. I would like to try new people, but not sure if Craigslist or another site would be better. Any help would be appreciated. Shy guy Justin. He's from Mesa, Arizona. How do you say that?
M-E-S-A?
Mesa. That's right. Arizona. Premium member. And he's a Friends with Benefits member. He's shy. He's 31 years old and he is shy. And we have a lot of guys' emails that are shy. Huh. And what do we tell him? We tell him a lot of things. Manus thinks they should take improv class. Is that what you were going to say?
Yeah, well, this is like my
That's a good idea.
Suggestion. Don't be afraid to be in front of people. And right. the people that you're taking the class with are just as afraid as you are.
Right.
So you shouldn't be embarrassed.
Exactly.
I was seeing that like the other day. I just saw a posting improv classes, you know?
I know. They're always that
good
thing.
It's like $30 at a JC somewhere.
But I would say also, like, if you hook up, first of all, I don't know if Craigslist is the best place I would say to go hook up right now. I mean, there's so many other sites that people are
you're
using.
You're not definitely going to learn the, you know, basic experience of trying to
socializing and picking up and
I don't know what his issues are, but there are like classes you can take, there are courses you could take, you can see therapists. I don't know what your issues are, but really a lot of it is like practicing talking to women. This is what we always say in the show, like it's like a muscle that you have to exercise,
right?
So if you haven't used that muscle and you just got to start talking wherever you go, like you talk to this, you know, I don't care who it is, the person delivering your mail, the person serving your coffee, the you know, someone that you cute girl on the bus, saying anyone, you just start talking.
I have plenty of clients that are very, very shy. And I always give them homework, and usually I say, go to your favorite bar, and don't expect to pick anybody up, but say hello to five people.
I love it.
That night. And there's no expectation, but just, you know, find someone, say hello to them, see what happens, but don't have the expectation, because then you're really tense and desperate. You're just going to say hello and start a conversation with five people, and that helps them get over the nervousness.
That's a great – I love it. I love homework assignments.
And I just remembered in Arizona there's this place called the Heart Attack Grill, right? It's a burger place. And
vegetarian?
No, it's not at all. It's really not good for you. But the burgers are delicious. And I would actually go there. There's beautiful women that work there. They're all dressed up in nurses' outfits, and they're really energetic, and they sit there and they talk to you, and it's good practice just to talk to women. Not that they don't want to get a large tip, because that's what they're doing, right. But it's a good
way. It's like a strip club, but with better food.
Yeah, at least you get something out of it, right. You know? And then this way, you can talk back and forth with a beautiful woman and not be afraid.
Right. So go to Hooters.
No, Hooters, they walk away for – these women actually sit at the counter with you, and they talk with you in your entire meal, and it's good. It's just good practice.
Right.
Go to Arizona.
Yeah, Arizona has some of the most beautiful women.
He's in Arizona. That's what
you're
saying.
Oh, well, there you go. Oh, that's right. Oh, that's I see. I'm sorry.
Oh, I missed that too.
I missed it.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Slow.
So look at the Heart
Attack
Grill.
I told you today, slow. Heart Attack Grill, Arizona. Go there.
The Heart Attack Grill, and also my cousin was Miss Arizona.
There's I know you told me that.
A lot of beautiful women out there. Not that I want to date my cousin. I'm just saying.
Stranger things have happened.
Yeah, exactly. You don't know. But it is true that you just got to practice it and not have expectations attached to it and get used to rejection. And it's okay. You might say hi to her. She might not say hi back. But so what? You tried.
Yeah, you got to go through a lot of no's to find a yes.
Exactly.
That's what I tell you.
Yeah, that's a good thing. I love assignments, too. That's good as a therapist, right? Is that mm-hmm. what you
– Well, sexologist. Yeah.
Sexologist. Okay. Love the show. Hot and informative and fun. Just like Emily. As a bi guy, I have not noticed you talking about male bisexuality. I'm so glad that Joan's here. I have found sex with men just as satisfying as sex with women, sometimes more so, as the power of combined male sexual energy is hard to beat. Sometimes women are just too much damn work, especially when all you want is to get off. That being said, I've been with some men who are great kissers and love the kind of long, lingering foreplay I would usually associate with a woman. If any men out there, if any men out there that are all curious, go for it. It will make you an all around better lover on all fronts. It will give you a different perception of what it's like to be an active recipient of male sex, not just in the penetrative sense. Too bad male bisexuality is seldom appreciated. Women seem to go back and forth between gender sex partners without batting an eye, but a man who swings both ways is considered gay by straights and a closet gay by gays. Men should definitely get with a guy to teach him some tricks. It would solve his handjob issue in a flash. By the way, can you tell me the episode number when he was Brazilian? Thanks and keep up the good work. Good and important work. Randy D. in Canada.
Randy... It totally has not heard the handjob debate because I said that only men can give better handjobs. Like that's why men should teach.
Tricks.
That's why men should teach classes on how to give handjobs, not women, because they know how it is, how it feels, you know. Yeah. And then that's been the whole debate. She's
okay,
like,
we've had a debate for 2 years.
Amazing handjob.
Oh, I see.
Didn't. I never said.
And I said.
Literally, it's been a 2 year debate.
No woman can give a better hand job than a man can give to himself. I'm sorry.
Okay. Hands and down. I was never saying it was going to be better. I was saying how it started.
Why are you so nervous?
I'm not. This is what I'm saying is that this is how it all started. Let's recap.
Just face it. It's been going on for 2 years. We don't need to talk about
it. I'm just real quickly going to say no, just no. That
no, watch
women
how she twists it and
turns. Okay. Okay.
The nice thing is that women, I think, but women don't give hand jobs as much anymore. This is how it started. I mean, women give like oral sex; they perform oral sex, but not often are they doing hand jobs. Hand job is like a lost art. It can be a really fun thing just to kind of add into, like,
sure.
Hey, you know, you're
sure.
About to give a blowjob, like maybe you throw in a hand job, like a really good one with lots of lube, and you can use two hands, and men usually use one hand, and it does feel different. And men, it's like a girl could never touch it because she would never make it feel good. And I'm like, she could figure it out. Give
yeah,
her lube. Let's
practice.
Both hands.
Practice.
Yeah. But then she throws in, oh, you know, it's good hand job with the blowjob. No, no, no. We're talking about solo hand jobs. Solo.
Yeah, I think you could
and
have a solo hand job.
As good as a man can give.
Well,
to
you know, actually, that's something I don't know if we can ever prove.
Right.
Because, you know, I can't
subjective.
Necessarily be in a women's shoes not having a dick and, you know.
Right.
And so it's kind of a hard one to prove.
Another thing I want to add to that since we're talking about it. I think that gay men should teach
the blowjob classes that we go to.
The fellatio classes.
I know. Well, that's what I was going to ask you for some tips later if you have any.
Why is a woman teaching fellatio
classes?
I took
my interns to an oral sex class. With all
good
of
point.
Our sex school
good
guys.
Point. I would be up for both of it.
Yeah, exactly. I think.
And you know, I suppose I'm a little biased too because I'm I pretty much live in a gay ghetto, so you know I'm not. Talking to women all that often about blowjobs, so I don't really, I can't really know the full subject there.
Right. What
well,
do you
can
think
you have
about
a summit and let them know that you know that you guys got this?
I think we should have a handjob summit. They have them all the time in the city about other things like taxes summit or like BART summit or something.
That'd be great, like on masturbation day or whenever that is.
Exactly.
Or something like that.
Just like a
That'd
little
cool.
subset of masturbation month, we can have like handjob day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you say to him? So he's saying that all guys should try it out and be bisexual.
I think that'd be great.
Don't
I think that'd
think?
Be wonderful. Yeah.
Don't you think men are like this close, but they're just like too much fear?
Right. And, you know, a lot of gay men have, you know, really worked hard to come out and sacrificed a lot. So the possibility of being both somehow is kind of offensive to them. So they've got, you know, they got their prejudice too and their fear as well. But.
Right.
But yeah, I think it's, you know, just like me, you know, at one point I thought, well, having sex with a woman, I should just hire someone and get it over with. And then I realized that could be good, but that could also go really bad.
Right.
I should find someone that I connect with.
Exactly,
so
that's
find,
what
you know, straight guys ought to hang out with gay guys, find someone they can connect with and just have a drink and see what happens.
Right.
Just have fun with it.
Yep.
We play all kinds of ways.
That's cool. Okay, do we have anything else to say to him? Okay, in the Brazilian whack, I don't know when that was. That was like episode 50-something. We'll have to repost it again just for fun sometime. Okay, because it was good times. Menace got Brazilian waxed on the show many
Never
years
again.
Ago. Okay.
Ow.
Greetings, Emily. My name is Jeremy, and I'm 22. I'm not sure why I cannot seem to get a girlfriend in my life if my life depended on it, but it is beginning to get me down. I don't even know what's wrong with me. I mean, a lot of girls tell me that I'm a really nice guy, and some even ask why I don't yet have a girlfriend, especially the ones I talk with online via VOIP. How do you say that?
VOIP?
VoIP, video games, etc.
I don't know.
However, I can't seem to find a girl who has feelings for me and have been rejected approximately 8 times or so since high school. I'm a pretty confident dude, treat women with a lot of respect, try to ask them out on dates. I don't see why it's so hard to find a person to love me in return. Although, I must ask, what is the average woman's perspective on a person with a visible physical deformity? Would such thing be an instant turnoff? Don't get me wrong, I've met women who were interested in having a one-night fling with me, just none that wanted to engage in a fulfilling and compassionate relationship. Thanks for any help, Jeremy. He's from San Francisco, California. He is a Friends with Benefits premium member, which is we answer their emails at the very top. So that's why we do it. So
what was the physical deformity?
He doesn't say what it is. So he doesn't say what it is, but would that be a turnout? Yeah. So he can't get a girlfriend. So it's confusing. I don't know what his deformity is, but I can't say that is with the average woman's perspective would be turned off by a physical deformity. I wouldn't say that.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, of but I would say
depends.
That
a large penis.
Yeah. Maybe.
I kind
he
of doubt
sure
that's it.
That.
yeah, it would be really – I mean, unfortunately, attractiveness is so subjective.
Right, exactly.
That you'd really have to know. But even if we knew what the physical deformity is, it just really
doesn't
depends.
Matter, right?
It really depends.
It depends. But I don't think that's it. And again, it's just shy. Like, I don't know if he's – he said he's very confident and he's, you know, he's been rejected. So I'm not really sure – I'm not sure. I think he's got to work on his confidence. His confidence and his – I don't know if like – because if he's always thinking that they're looking at him and they're just seeing this physical deformity and that's like his problem, then that's going to be what he's going to be allowing to like rule his
life. Right.
And he can't let the deformity or whatever his insecurity is around it rule his life and just keep doing what you're doing, being confident, being out there, talking to women. Sounds like you're doing that. And
well, but is he primarily doing it online?
Well, that's what it sounds
like.
That's right. That's a really
good
point. That
might hold him back a little bit.
Yeah, I think you got to get out there and just start because he's thinking that he has a deformity, perhaps, so he's got to do it online.
Right.
So really, he's got to get out there and face it. Face these women. Talk to them. It sounds like he's a great guy. He's open. He talks to women. So he should just do it in person.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
A lot of
noise. What is wrong with you, Menace, today?
Nothing. What do you mean? What do you mean?
I don't know if you're like – no, I know what you're doing. Like I know that you want – you don't know. You just
no,
like
you're looking
wrong.
At me for – you're looking at me for a response, but I don't have anything to say.
Okay,
so that's
fine. But I'm just wondering if everything's okay.
Everything's fine.
Okay. Fine.
I was just pointing to keep the show going.
I understand, but I just – it just makes me upset. Dear Emily, okay. I'm kidding. I'm not upset. I love you. My wife of 25 years admitted to two illicit affairs that took place over 2 years ago. Part of me thinks I should divorce and move on, and part of me wants to keep our family together. Right now, I can't even imagine desiring intimacy again, as I can't get past the images of my wife with these two guys. Can probably never be positive. It is not more than, and I can never probably be positive that it wasn't more than two. I have known about the affairs for years and have made no progress getting past them. I don't even know what my question is, but just know I'm hurting. Any advice? Thank you, Barry from Naples, Florida. Barry, I'm sorry to hear that that happened. That has got to be crushing. 25 years he's been with his wife, and she's with other men, and I just don't know. I have to say that I think they need some serious therapy, or he's not going to get over it just by saying a year has gone by. If you haven't done anything, Barry, then the hurt is just as painful as the day she told you if you haven't done any work with her. In therapy. I mean, I seriously think couples like this need therapy, right?
Yeah.
Couples?
Oh, totally.
I mean, couples therapy.
A good couples
people
therapist,
get through.
Yeah.
Have you had clients that get through people cheating or they get through
that? You know, yeah.
It's never the same ever again.
Right. It never is. But, you know, we grow old and we're never the same again. So,
exactly.
I mean, we grow and change.
We're always
changing. But I think if they really put it in perspective, we really need to find out why she did it in the first place. Because that's, I think, the
exactly.
really beginning of figuring it out because
right.
and does she want to be in she may just be acting out because she doesn't want to be in a monogamous relationship anyway.
Exactly. And she might not even know that yet. Like she might not even be able to answer why. So I think therapy is always like for couples like this, like you need a third party to come in and talk to because you're not going to get the images out of your mind. And couples, they do get past affairs. It's just that you have to go deep. You got to go deep. You got to get into it. You got to just like rip it apart and see what's going on with you guys.
Because the buttons that are being pushed are not just the buttons with him and her, but the buttons are about relationship in general. And though he's feeling the pain now, but you know, possibly she is like never really wanted to be in this kind of structure
of
a relationship. And so she's finally acting out. But maybe if there can be some compromise or adjustments to the agreement.
Right.
You know, But that's down the road.
He's too hurting, and it's been a year, and he hasn't. I feel like he's stuck and hasn't made any progress.
Yeah,
because people who don't work on this stuff don't move forward. So you've got to get into it with her. And I would just say therapy ASAP. Maybe your health plan as a therapist. A lot of people say they can't afford it, but there's always ways to find therapy in your town.
Yeah.
Okay. Dear Emily, I can't have orgasms, and I'm 21. Been with around 20 guys. I'm a lesbian though, and been with around 15 girls. And can't have an orgasm at all. Please help. I have had probably 8 orgasms in my entire life. Help. She said, please help twice. So we got to help her. Lily from Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay. Arizona, what's up?
What's up with Arizona?
Maybe that shy guy should get together.
I know, exactly.
Yes, meet at the Heart Attack Grill. It's right there in Phoenix.
She's been with 20 guys, but she's a lesbian and been 15 girls. And she can't have orgasms at all, but she's had 8 in her entire life. So I guess she can have orgasms alone, but not with other people.
Yeah, maybe that's what she's saying.
Yeah, so what do you say to people who can – we get asked this question a lot. I'm just wondering because, you know, he's a doctor.
Sure.
No, but – and I'm going to be one day soon. So I say you have to mutual masturbation is a great way, I think.
Right.
If you're together, you can show what makes you feel good. Take your partner's hand. Put your hand over your hand. Show her what you like, her or him, what you like. And just try to blend those experiences together.
Right. Yeah. Right, right. We always feel most comfortable by ourselves. And then we kind of think sex is a whole different thing with someone else. But I make the suggestion that if that's where you're most comfortable, that's where you feel most intimate, try to invite someone into that space.
Right.
And if you don't feel comfortable doing that, you're not ready then. That's okay. You'll get there.
Right.
You know, you will welcome someone in there, and hopefully it will be a space for you to really enjoy yourself and share that.
Exactly. And she's 21. She's got time. What, Menace?
No, I was just going to say, I'm surprised you didn't recommend some toys.
Well, toys are great. Oh, AdamandEve.com. You know? Oh, my God. If you go to AdamandEve.com, Lily, you can get 50% off any item plus 3 adult DVDs and a free gift and free shipping and use coupon code Emily at checkout if you wanted to. But a lot of people use sex toys with their partners, and there's a lot of little bullets. There's little, you know, just pocket. I love the pocket rocket bullet. Those are great for being with a partner. But really anything can help a lot of couples, a lot of people when they're with someone else have orgasms.
Yeah. I would also really kind of let go of the worry of, oh, I'm 21, I have to orgasm, because that can really build up, and then that's all you're thinking about when you're trying to get off, and that's not very sexy.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I mean, she could let loose with maybe just a couple shots of tequila, which is the part that I recommend.
Mm-hmm. Menace likes to recommend alcohol a lot.
My new one is Tres Agaves tequila, the silver. You can pick it up at BevMo. It's delicious. It's not too expensive.
I want to try it.
And some people use Sestiva quite a bit.
What's that?
That being a particular kind of herbal intake. Hemp, if you will.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that's okay to say on the air.
No, yeah.
Dude, with
Mus? Yeah.
They use Sativa.
Yeah, and that's the more creative, happy, go lucky kind of pot, rather than the down, put you to sleep pot.
Yeah, have you heard of gentlemen, not anybody that I know, but I heard that
someone has told me.
Where it's like natural Viagra kind of, where it's just like.
It reacts that way for some people.
Yeah.
But it's usually a little harder
for Menace.
Yeah, it's usually a little harder for men to get off. I don't know about
that. I'm not saying taking any of that, but I'm just saying people that I know that I've heard.
Yeah, things. Friend. I have a friend.
Yeah. So, that it's just like taking a Viagra pill almost.
For some, yeah.
Huh?
Crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, different bodies obviously react differently.
That's what my mom told me when I was 20 and I was having a hard time orgasming. She's like, do you ever smoke pot with your partner?
How nice.
I know. My
mother. Cool mom.
My mom was making sex tapes, too.
No, she made one sex tape.
How fun.
My mom, she's super fun. Jesus, that's why I'm here. No, by doing what I'm talking about. Okay. Hi, Emily. I just want to know something. I masturbate every day. Is that okay or not? Desmond from Brookhaven, Pennsylvania. No problem, Desmond. Every day is fine, right?
Yeah.
We don't say anything's wrong with every day. If it becomes – the only reason that I would say if you did 3 times a day, I would not even judge. I wouldn't say anything is wrong. It's only wrong if it's a problem in your life. Is it wreaking havoc in other areas of your life? Is it because you have to do it every day or it's like this compulsive thing and if you don't get to do it, do you freak out? I mean, are there repercussions if you don't? But I'm saying if you're just doing it every day and you're getting off and you're having a good little sesh, there's no problem.
Definitely.
Right?
Definitely, yeah. Yeah. And I find sometimes that we can get so stressed in our life that we only use masturbation as a stress relief, which is totally great.
Right.
But if you're never getting any time with yourself that's pleasurable, it then becomes this thing I got to do before I go to sleep.
Right.
And that's not that fun.
Right. Then it's not
that's
fun
not fun
anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Not point. That it's a problem. That's
no
a
problem.
Great way to do it.
That's a big thing we learn in school. Nothing's really a problem. Would you say the bottom
yes.
line? It's yeah. not really yeah. a problem until it's a problem.
Right. You really know if it's a problem. If you're doing it at work in your cubicle, yeah. that's a problem.
Ooh,
I mean,
that
unless you can get away with it.
Yeah. And then, you know, it's a natural sleep aid for men.
Yes, yep. at least. Totally.
Unfortunately. That's my least favorite part about sex is that the men part when they fall asleep.
Why
right,
can't you just
finally
let
come.
Us rest?
Because I want to talk.
Oh, you're a talker.
Why? What is there?
You mean after you orgasm? I thought you were meaning when they fall asleep. Oh,
no,
I see.
No, that's what I mean. They fall right asleep after sex, and I'm wide awake. I've got so much to talk about.
Didn't we have a huge conversation just so you could have sex with
us? No. Now I want to talk about other things. But I'm not the chick who's like, can we talk about the status of our relationship? I'm not that girl. I just want to be like, I want to eat something maybe.
Go eat. I'm going to be sleeping over here.
I know.
You know?
No, medicine's going to be out the door already, right?
But I, you know, actually, I know guys that have that are really wide awake afterwards too.
Oh, good.
It's rare.
Do you know? Are they?
They're
are
gay.
They gay? I'm like, can you fake? Yeah. Okay.
Maybe I'd have to look them up again.
But. Oh my god. Okay, let's get into Jalen here.
No,
we've got. We've got a lot to talk to you about. Okay. Jalen Ricks, who you've been hearing here, he's Dr. Jalen Ricks on our show. He's been helping us with the commentary, with all the helping everyone giving
advice.
That's
fun.
Thank you so much
Very
for
cool.
being here.
Yeah.
And he's the author of X Gay No Way, Survival and Recovery from Religious Abuse. And what's your website?
You can go to gaysexpert.com.
Gaysexpert.com.
Yes.
I love it. Okay. And so you're open to talk about
anything.
We're good to go.
Sure.
So first, what does ex-gay, what does that mean exactly?
Basically, it's kind of a fringe religious organization that started about when gay civil rights started. They were kind of like, we can't have this in our America. And but they've always been kind of fringe. Mainstream religion doesn't really access it, except maybe in, you know, like election years when they want to use it as a Band-Aid.
Right.
But it's all just built on hooey, bad psychology and even bad religion when you look at it properly.
Right.
But they have a big influence in really conservative, radical churches because they think that, you just pray hard and buck up and man up.
So you actually went to it. You're like, okay, I'll try it out. And you said you tried it out for 6 months?
Yeah, 6-8 months. I went to a drop-in group, like a AA once a week. And then I had all kinds of homework and stuff like that. But there are live-in campuses in the U.S. as well, in which some people quit their jobs and go and live 24/7 trying to de-gayify themselves.
Oh, my God.
And that's where it gets really, really bad because almost always they leave feeling a failure, feeling suicidal.
Right.
It's very damaging.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
They just
I
had a
imagine.
Special on MTV with True Life where it was just following teens that were doing – they were praying the gay away.
Really?
Yeah,
oh, gosh, I'd love
really,
to see it. Was
it
like
was really interesting.
True Life? Really interesting.
Yeah, I'm sure it's on MTV.com. If you just,
okay, yeah, I would love to check it out.
True Life. And it was really compelling because this is the messed up part. They were only doing it because of the family. When I came out as gay, my family totally disowned me, blah, blah. So then I started doing this.
Right.
And you can tell, and then the way they're talking, that they're still gay.
Yeah.
They're still gay. And it showed – but – it's like, now my family's so up. They're down at the dinner table. Everything's fine and dandy. And
and they're miserable.
Yeah, and they're miserable. And then, it was really bad. And they showed them going to the sessions, like talking to
really?
People.
Really? Gosh, I'd love to see that. I didn't know that came out.
Check it out.
I'm like, the guy you're having the session with that's telling you to pray it away is gay himself.
Yes, yes.
Gaydar went off like immediately. Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, that's gay too.
Exactly.
Like, what is going on?
Oh, my God.
All they're doing is hiding it. You know?
Yeah.
Exactly.
And these
repressing.
Are the type of guys where they'll go ahead and go through and get married, and then by the time they're, you know,
yes, I talk to them all the time.
Later on in life, yeah.
I'm sure that's your clientele.
Yeah,
they get divorced.
A portion of it.
They get divorced and then go ahead and you know, live the lifestyle because all their family members already died off. You know,
I mean, what do you say to people? So this is a big issue that comes up. I think a lot of times people who email me too. It has to do with your upbringing, not just if you're gay or straight, you know, anything, but just that the religion and sex, how it can just kind of mess you up.
Yes.
I mean, your parents, they masturbate, they tell you not to masturbate, like the church tells you not to masturbate or it tells you, you know, sex before marriage is wrong. And I mean, how do you tell people, like, all these messages they get from the church or whatever religion, whatever, the temple of whatever that they belong to?
Right.
How do you get through that without, I mean, therapy, I'm a big therapy proponent, but really, how do you, when it's so deeply ingrained, I mean, I have so many friends who the quintessential went through the Catholic high school and they, one of my best friends, when we got to college, she was like, I'm saving it for, you know, I'm saving it for marriage. Her parents didn't want her to go to a gynecologist. It wasn't, it was really bad. It was really tough. And so I'm just wondering, like, how she had to go through it on her own. She had distance from her family. She had to reject the, I mean, it's a very tricky thing. So what do you tell people?
We've come out, we're still kind of suffering from a time when the church was in charge of everything, basically. And now that science has come along, I mean, the church even tried to control science, that all the ideas, oh, you get hairy palms and all that. Mm-hmm. We thought at one time, 100 years ago, that those were facts. So I know it sounds crazy, but that's what they thought at the time, and a medical writer wrote it, so it must be true.
Right, exactly.
So we're now getting to a point where we're realizing the truth about sexuality, the truth about biology, things like that. But it's, you know, it's culture wars because our families were usually raised so differently.
Right, exactly.
For me, I had to go through a really deep self-examining time, evaluating all those messages that were given to me, and really pick and choose what was truly mine and what was not gonna fly.
Right.
And, you know, I don't think anybody would call me a Christian anymore. Yeah. I have no problem, like, with the writings of Jesus. You know, he was very cool and very body positive. He would even break the law to touch people that were untouchable, things like that. But what the church has done since then is so negative, and they've actually added other different kinds of religions in, if you look at it, and made it very, very body negative. And it's just kind of gone from there.
But people can get through it, though. You might not even realize that that's what's having an impact on your sex life right now. I mean, I had a friend who was like a premature ejaculator from like the time he started having sex. So this was like when he was like, you know, 17, 18. And he realized when he was like in his 20s, it was because his mother always told him, you know, if masturbation is wrong. And so he never masturbated. And he was so afraid that his parents would hear him in the next bedroom. So he was just sexually, he was just premature and never got.
Get it over with as quickly as possible.
Exactly. Yeah. Or when he did do it, it was like in the shower or whatever. Do you, you know, and it's just like having to, and I think no matter how much work you do, it's still those messages. It's so deeply ingrained. So you just really have to like break it down and find out, what is yours, what you believe, what you don't.
Right. When I've taught a class on religious abuse, I'll have them, another good thing that sometimes is, I'll have them write out all the negative messages they've received about sexuality. And usually they're kind of like, oh, you know, one or two. Oh, yeah, don't talk about it. And then once we get them going, they're like writing pages and pages.
Right.
Because we receive so many negative messages that it can't but help affect our pleasure.
Exactly.
What religion do you think that you find most accepting?
Oh, that's so hard to say. Probably Buddhism, but they even kind of have an aspect of their religion that says, you know, oh, the body is corruptible. You know, you should be at peace and totally ignore any of your desires. I'm totally paraphrasing. I'm not a Buddhist, so I know I'm totally paraphrasing. But there are aspects of that. But as a whole, they have been very positive as far as gay people, and we need to say that there are whole chunks of the main religion here in America that are stepping out and being very they're coming along, but they've been very gay affirming. Mm-hmm. They've been very body and sex positive. But
Jewish people
not
too.
All of them.
Jewish
oh,
religion.
Yes.
I grew up
I'm
Jewish,
sorry.
And
yes,
it was like very open. That's why like a lot of people in our sex school or sex therapists, a lot of well-known sex educators, sex therapists, sexologists are Jewish too, I think, because there's just not a lot of hang-ups.
Right.
Like, right. My mom was making sex tapes. No. Not the whole time. Just one time. My mom
just
came
like
on the
every
show
Jewish
years
mother.
Ago. Exactly. Like, years ago. And we had a caller. And the caller was talking about sex tapes. I'm like, God, I could never do that. I'm like, Mom, can you imagine that? She was on my show. And she's like, well, maybe I can. And I was like, what? Mom, I didn't know. So, like,
how
yeah, that's my Jewish
it?
Mother. That we had that, that she
no,
made
she,
the sex tape?
She made the sex tape.
It was probably 20 years ago.
20 years ago. So she might have shot on Laserdisc. We got to find a laser.
We
got to
find it. No, we don't want to see it. We don't want to watch my mom having sex. Come on. I mean, really, really, really. So, okay, what about like just sex? Do you ever use toys? Have you ever used toys, actually?
Yeah.
What do you
like?
Yeah,
I enjoy them. Mostly I like stuff that'll stimulate my prostate.
Okay.
You know, not just getting it up in there, but something that's kind of geared towards bending in that direction.
Right.
Because they do make them. And I also, if I'm going to use something that vibrates, I would rather have the vibrating part in the head of whatever I'm playing with.
Okay, right.
Rather than in the bass. Because if it's in the bass and then you get up there in that tight space, it doesn't vibrate as much.
Right, okay.
How's
got
that for
it.
A detail?
Good. That is good.
Visualize
detail.
That.
I love
visualize
it. I've
my
got
ass.
It. I've got it. I'm totally visualizing the whole thing.
But that's hard to find sometimes. The vibrating part is in the head or the tip of
like
the
what?
Thing.
Like what toy? What do you mean? Which one?
Gosh, I don't know
There's
the name.
There's so many
yet.
Of them
yeah,
I
don't
know
the name. But, and I guess I could say, you know, an egg that has the wire, you know, to just pop that in there. That's pretty nice.
Right.
With a condom on.
Right, of course. Yeah. Always with a condom on. That's true.
Can I ask you also about just we've been recently bringing it up on the show more and more areas that are like, you know, the gay areas of America, like the
communities,
hot spots,
right?
You know?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
You know we're in San Francisco, people automatically think that,
right?
But you know, other hot spots around the United States that you think they have really large gay communities?
Yeah.
I know there's gay people everywhere. I'm not saying that.
Right,
like,
right,
no
right,
gay
right, right, right.
In Texas or
supposedly,
like that.
Supposedly the Twin Cities is like gone totally gay.
Yeah. Really?
St. Paul and Minneapolis, yeah. Out Magazine recently rated it like the gayest city in America,
which we
have no idea why.
Really?
But they had some kind of evaluation form to do it.
Oh, that's
Atlanta's
so cool.
A big place. Miami. Actually, Miami has kind of gone down and everybody's moved up to Fort Lauderdale. You know, they're really close together. And so big community in Fort Lauderdale. Toronto is a big city for gays.
Yeah.
I don't know. Vancouver.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
New Orleans.
Yeah, because, you know, that – because people seem just like, where do I go? Where do I move to? You know, do I have to come to San Francisco? And, you know, it's just – I think it's
always
all over.
A good thing, at least for a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm wondering, what kind of relationship are you in? Are you in an open relationship? Are you in?
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah, at this point, yeah. Okay. I've always wanted to be in an open relationship. I think my first one, it was not open.
She does, too.
He thinks I do. I'm working. I'm trying to figure out what I exactly
Oh, what you want. Oh, okay. All right. You think you do want to be in one?
I'm not sure.
What? No. If you're not sure, then I don't want to put words in your mouth. But I that's what I believe.
He believes that to be true. And I believe that I'm researching.
Yeah.
Researching.
Well, you know, and I do have a lot of couples that come to me and they're considering it. And what I always what is true for me is that I, in a relationship, am definitely monogamous about some things.
Mm-hmm.
And so deciding that contract on what is negotiable, what is not, or what would be an acceptable, you know, okay, you're both out on the road,
right,
and one of you gets horny and you go out and you pick some up and you have some fun and that's it, you know, that would be acceptable to me.
You have to have okay.
But you have to, because we don't have decades and hundreds of thousands of years of tradition that kind of we assume we know what's happening in the relationship, mm-hmm. which is a mistake all by itself.
Right, exactly.
It means that there's got to be a lot of communication, a lot of work, and you get to make your own rules. I think that's great.
I love it, too. That's why I think it's important. I think that couples blindly sign up for monogamy without – it's not that I have a problem with it. It's not saying that Menace thinks I do and that I want – and I'm trying to figure it out right now.
Sure.
in this portion of my life. But I do think that people, the mistake they make over and over again is just blindly signing up for monogamy and thinking that nothing's going to happen and I will never be attracted to anyone else again and just till death do us part without having the contract and having the negotiation. So do you see clients and you help them like negotiate their contracts and stuff?
Yeah. And in fact, I kind of put that out as one of my specialties. So I get couples like that. And, you know, it blows me away.
It is more common than that, would you say?
It is. And I think that's just because we've had to force ourselves to deal with sexuality a lot more in our faces rather than the straight community can really kind of just follow the tradition. And there's plenty of people that just never ask any questions whatsoever. And they could go through their whole life never asking any questions about their sexuality because they meet someone that they hook up with. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So at least it's my experience that people, at least the gay community, is a little more ahead of the curve in just talking about it. But I have couples that have come to me and what they found out, one of them has had an affair. And I, you know, first question is, well, great. What is your contract? What is the agreement?
Is it written, we kind of assume.
Yes, it should be written.
I even encourage him to write it down.
Is it like in granite?
No. You know? No, but most of them don't even talk about it. You know, and that's where I think we get tripped up because we have different expectations of each other. And
okay, I have a question for you. You recently vlogged about attraction and scent. And that's something that we've been talking about on the show, like pheromones and does that all exist? Like, what do you have to say about it?
I think it's great. I think it cracks me up that, you know, every few years, which they've been doing for centuries, you know, some scent will come out and they'll as if it's something new and say, and it includes pheromones. Right. Ah, you know.
And I just wanted to know this, if it really exists and you can buy it and...
No, it would be really, unusual that would scent would be, line up with what really attracts you. The best way to use them is to walk into a room and you start talking to someone and you go, and you'll know, you're like, oh, that either like repels me or I'm like, oh my gosh. And it's not just the perfume, it's their actual scent.
Exactly. It's their actual scent. Like, haven't you ever been with someone you like, I'm like that. Like, I love their scent. Like, their scent is amazing. And some people, you're just like, I can't. It doesn't do it for me.
Well, there's some guys saying they don't wear deodorant because it will attract.
Yeah.
Like, from the scent. Like,
That's really big in the gay community because there's plenty of guys out there, myself included, that like a natural scent.
Yeah.
Now, I don't like it to slap me across the face when I walk in the room.
Yeah.
But there's all kinds of tricks. In fact, my latest trick for
tricks.
For having an odor but not having it overpowered. Have you smelled me?
No.
You haven't smelled me? Good. That's what I'm making sure.
Okay.
Is Hebe Cleanse? It's that medical grade cleanser that doctors use when they like wash. If you throw a little of that under your pits, I haven't used deodorant in months and months and months.
Wow.
And it keeps the smell down. But, you know, if someone really wanted to smell it or lick it, perchance, they're not going to be choking on some deodorant that's going to make them.
That's what's going on.
How do I go about recommending it to people? Because I definitely know.
Oh, you mean
people that live
without it, but they're pretty strong.
You run into them at the club, and
right.
I know. And I go to Gold's Gym in the Castro too. So, my God, do you live in the Castro as well?
I used to live in Castro, but I go to Gold's when I'm here. Yeah.
Not a lot of
some people are pretty strong.
On.
Yeah, no.
Okay, so what about oral sex? Let's go back to oral sex tips. So if you have, men always thinks that. Right? The gay men could give better tips.
They should, teach the classes.
Okay.
To these heterosexual women.
Oral sex tip. You know what I find the best is?
What? I'd like to know. I'm going to write it down.
Well, it's actually what you said earlier, and that is a combination in that, you know, a lot of people have gag reflex, but I found if that's the case, go down on the dick, but then as you work it, put your hand nice and tight around it so your mouth is on the top half and your hand is on the bottom half, and that gives a whole lot more stimulation to it. And so then when you go up and down, chances are they're going to respond quite
So you just keep mixing
positive.
It up with the hand and the mouth.
Right. And then that way it keeps you – you're in control. I'm about to go down on the
fine.
Mic.
That's fine. Exactly. You can do that.
But it allows you to not – you know, even if they push to get – further down, you've got a hand there, so you're not going to choke. You know how much you can take, and you can use your hand to guide it.
But don't people like a man and women, the gag reflex? They think that's hot? That you're gagging the deep throat thing?
You mean when I'm getting a blowjob, I like a person to gag on my dick?
I had a chick.
Yeah, some guys, some people.
I'm sure some people do like it. I know.
My friend.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. See, and believe it or not, there's a very small percentage of people that like that too. But
yeah, there are, and nothing's wrong with that.
Oh my god,
nothing's wrong with that. It's not what I'm into, but.
Oh my god, the best video clip of a show that you don't watch but you need to watch is Tosh.0. Have you seen it?
I saw it for the first time.
Oh, did?
I was at the TV for 6 days. It was awesome.
And,
5 days.
He just showed a clip last night.
Yes, he did. He showed the...
Did you see the, after the... It was in the middle of a porn shoot.
Oh, no.
And then right after they cut the camera, this girl, he's like, you'll never predict what will happen in this video. And he goes, I'm going to set up everything, but you'll not predict the ending. Right? So this girl... was giving fellatio, and at the end, you know, the guy climaxed, and then
in her mouth,
and she started gagging, and then she just starts puking like all over the place, like she's puking on the ground.
Oh God,
they get a bag.
I'm sorry, Mr.
They're getting a bag, and then she's puking in the bag, and all this stuff. And this is the part that you don't get. They're like, "Are you okay? Is it too much? What's going on?" She goes, and this is where the clip ends. I'm pregnant. It was the funniest
clip
ever.
Oh my god.
It's real.
That's great.
It's a real clip.
Why were they filming them? So they were filming themselves
having
sex.
They were filming them.
But she probably just got pregnant.
Yeah.
Oh, that is funny.
Because Tosh.0, they take
it's not the dick. I just got pregnant.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
They're not actually showing like any type of penetration.
Right. Right. You would not have called that. You're right. You're absolutely right. I did see I saw some television this weekend.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Thank you. I love TV, but I'm starting to do more television. I'm totally
I don't watch much either.
In the pop culture,
right.
Trying to get into that world. We live in San Francisco.
Daily
okay.
Show, I find, is very good.
Yes, yeah. Daily Show is good. Yeah. I've seen that before. Okay, well, thank you so much. Any other questions that we have? It's time to wrap up. But
no, what about your website? How
Find you? GaySexpert.com.
GaySexpert.com.
And you can get the book in hard copy or electronically. Or if you'd prefer me to read it to you personally, you can get the audiobook.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I love audiobooks. So it's called X-Gay. No way.
Yep.
Jalen Ricks, JalenRix.
Right.
Love it. Thank you so much for being
my
on the
pleasure.
Show.
My pleasure. Thank
I
you
really
so much for having me.
It's great. Great having you
nice
here.
Nice to meet you.
And thanks everyone for listening. Yeah, definitely. You'll be back. You're in San Francisco. We're going to do this. Okay. Thanks everyone for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com.